So before I start my talk, I wanted to give two disclaimers. First, I'm pretty nervous to speak to all of you today, and the reason that I tell you this is because often admitting it helps me calm my nerves a little bit. I seem to have a love-hate relationship with public speaking. Second, while I still deal with my mental illness every day, I'm doing much better now than I was in the fall of 2017. For this reason, it's sometimes hard for me to remember what it was like when I was in the depths of my depression. That being said, when I was writing this talk, I did my best to think back to that time in my life so that I could speak to all of you in a genuine way. So, last summer, I reached out to John to ask if I could speak at church about my experience with mental illness. At the time, I just started a podcast called Why Me, and I was determined to share what I learned with others. I felt that I had so many valuable things to say, and my goal was to be an influencer, whatever that means, or thought leader in the mental health space. Today, my goals have changed. While I still believe I can add value to the mental health conversation, I've also realized that a lot of other people have recovered from mental illness, and that the things I've learned aren't necessarily new. I now believe that the best way I can help others is by connecting with them in an honest way, just by being myself. So today I'm not going to lecture you. I'm not going to tell you the 10 things you need to do to improve your mental health or why thinking positively will solve all of your problems. I'm not going to do any of that. Instead, I'm going to talk about a couple of things I learned in the hopes that something will be valuable to you. But at the same time, recognizing that everyone has a different experience, and I'm by no means an expert. First, I want to talk a little bit about my struggle with mental illness. I was diagnosed with a depression back in the summer of 2016, right before I went off to university. At a time in my life when I was supposed to be learning how to be independent and take care of myself, I also had to battle my depression. It added another layer to my transition to university, and during my first year, I really struggled. The summer after first year, I got home and was determined to get rid of my depression once and for all. I started doing cognitive behavioral therapy, or CBT for short, running every morning, and meditating. The summer ended up passing by relatively quickly with only a few small hiccups. However, when I returned to school for second year, my mental health deteriorated rapidly. Everything I experienced in first year came back, but with more force. I felt like a failure in all my classes. I was constantly sad. I felt lonely, and I was always anxious. After only a week and a half of classes, I decided I couldn't do it anymore. I decided to drop all of my courses and take the semester off. I spent the fall of 2017 at home, healing, reflecting, and learning. I met with a variety of people from different backgrounds and asked them questions about how they dealt with life's toughest challenges. I learned a lot during these few months, and I was able to return to Queens in January 2018, feeling confident that I had the tools to deal with how I was feeling. I've been at Queens ever since. Of course, I still have bad days, as we all do, but the difference is that now I have the knowledge, tools, and support system to help me get through them. I'm a completely different person now than I was back in 2016, and I've learned numerous things that have changed my outlook on life. The first thing I learned is that suffering is unavoidable. No matter who you are, how much money you have, what your background is, how many things you have, as John said today, you cannot escape suffering. We all experience heartbreak, failure, illness, the death of a loved one, and the list goes on. But since we all go through this, no one is ever alone. While everyone suffers in different ways, and not everyone has a mental illness, we all experience some form of suffering in our lives. Now, this may seem like a depressing reality, but I actually take comfort in it because I know that I'm not alone in any suffering I experience. I also know that I should never be ashamed to reach out to others for help, because there is a 100% chance that they will suffer in their life as well. The second thing I learned is that our society seems to have a crippling fear of vulnerability. While I'm not exactly sure why this is, I can imagine it's because vulnerability isn't always comfortable. In fact, it's never really comfortable. Vulnerability can be defined as the quality or state of being exposed to the possibility of being attacked or harmed, either physically or emotionally. It sure doesn't sound appealing. While being vulnerable can be scary, I started to witness how my vulnerability could help others. I realized that by being vulnerable, I could help the people around me feel more comfortable talking about their vulnerabilities. This brings me to the third thing I learned. Helping others is rewarding. By talking about my experience, reaching out for help when I needed it, and being vulnerable, not only did I help myself, but I helped the people around me. By being open about my struggle with mental illness, I spread the message to all of the people in my life that they could share their vulnerabilities with me. I saw the impact that this could have as I noticed those around me becoming more comfortable sharing their thoughts and feelings. Witnessing this change and being able to help others who are struggling was rewarding. It's given me a sense of purpose and improved my own mental health. The fourth thing I learned was that often the little things can make a big difference. There were times where I was anxious for the entire day, and there were days where I didn't want to get out of bed. On these days, I was so grateful for just 5 minutes of peace. I was so thankful to escape my thoughts by laughing with friends, hearing the birds chirp on a sunny afternoon, sliding under my warm sheets at the end of a long day, and having dinner with my family. I cherished all of these moments, and they brought me such joy. This takes me to my last point. I gained a new appreciation for life. Life can be really, 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 really hard. And there have been times where I felt I was in a deep, dark tunnel and I was never getting out. But I did. And I'm more grateful for the way I feel now after I've been in that tunnel. Before I talk more about how my experience gave me a new appreciation for life, I wanted to acknowledge that a lot of people suffer greater tragedies than mine, greater than I can even imagine. What I have to say may not be relevant for such people. To those of you who are struggling, who are experiencing this kind of deep suffering, I want to say, I hear you, and I'm sorry. I hope you find a way to endure. We all have ups and downs, and there's a tendency to cherish the ups and avoid the downs. But the challenging times are what make the good times so great. I have a completely new life philosophy now, and I enjoy seeking out new opportunities to challenge myself because I know that suffering is necessary in order to experience the good. I would rather live a life that is full of bumps, because to me, that's what living is. If you avoid the ups, you avoid the downs too. And I would rather feel joy and pain as opposed to nothing at all. So even though, as I said, I have a love-hate relationship with public speaking and was nervous to speak in front of all of you today, I did it because I knew that I would feel glad that I did it afterwards. Thank you to John for helping me craft my sermon, and thank you to all of you for listening to me today. So this is a song that I wanted to sing because it really resonated with me when I was struggling, and I think it's a really great message and kind of fits with my sermon. So if you know it, the lyrics are in the programs, and for the last verse, if you want to, you can join in. I know my dad's going to be singing really loud, so don't feel bad if it doesn't sound good. So it's called Everybody Hurts by R.E.M.
day is long and the night is yours alone. When you feel you've had enough of this life, hang on. Don't let yourself go. Cause everybody cries. And everybody hurts sometimes. Sometimes everything is wrong. Now it's time to sing along when your day is night alone. Hold on if you feel like letting go. Hold on if you're sure you've had enough of this life. Hang on. Everybody hurts. Take comfort in your friends. Everybody hurts. Don't throw your hand. Oh, no. Don't throw your hand if you feel like you're alone. No, 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 but you're not alone. Okay, now you can start singing. On your own in this life, and the days and nights are long. If you're sure you've had enough of this life, well, everybody hurts. Sometimes everybody cries. Everybody hurts. Sometimes everybody cries. So hold on. Just hold on. Everybody hurts. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. No, you're not alone.